Hey everybody, what's up? I'm Thea and welcome to another episode of Tea and Tequila Talks. It is May 13th today. It's 12:56 a.m. And as always, I love recording my episodes late at night. So here I am. It's almost 1 a.m. The last episode that I uploaded or published was in March 30 and it was about a pre-election episode. So it's called Tumindig Tayo at May Titindig Din sa Tabi Natin. It's episode 29 with my friend Alfred. And now, since it's, 4 days after elections, I just want to give you an update. Also, life update. I don't know what I'm doing here. I just wanted to get things off of my chest, as always. And I kind of forgot na may podcast pala ako. The past couple of days, it's been so hard. I've talked to my friends, to people, my family. They're very supportive. I'm still feeling my feelings. I'm sitting with my feelings. And I'm okay, I guess. I will be. I know for sure I will be. We are in a situation na hindi ko in-expect. And hindi ko din, like, I told myself pre-elections na whatever happens, tatanggapin ko. But iba pala talaga yung feeling na you're in that situation. So, ayun. I think yan yung point ng podcast na to. I just wanna, say things and I hope you guys will hear me out. And as always naman, ganito naman talaga yung podcast ko where I'm vulnerable, I'm honest, and minsan naiiyak pa nga ako. But today, I'll try not to cry. I just attended, kanina pala, a couple of hours ago, a Zoom mustahan. It's a Zoom meeting with Ali and Doc Gia. Si Doc Gia, di ko na naabutan kasi late na ako nakapasok. Kasi I totally forgot about it. Good thing, sinendan ako ng link ni Ali sa Zoom. Then I entered the meeting. I was able to hear stories. May mga nagsishare. Para siyang support group or yung mga nangyayari ngayon na parang mga Zoom meetings or mga group chats na, parang support lang talaga. Like, people listen to other people, may mga nakikinig, may mga nagsasalita, nagkakamustahan, making sure everyone's okay, parang stress debriefing, kumbaga, kasi it's been stressful. And I just wanna thank Ali for that. And hindi ako nagsalita kasi nag-e-edit ako habang nakikinig. But hearing those stories, it makes me feel na I'm not alone. I'm not alone in this and my feelings are valid. So again, thank you Ali, thank you Linya Linya Show and my fellow 22s and my podsibs who were present during that Zoom meeting. And yun nga, dahil doon na-inspire ako to make this podcast, pinlano ko na mag-record a couple of minutes after that, pero sabi ko hindi pwede kasi feeling ko maiiyak ako. So I took some time, tapos nagpahinga lang ako, ganun, nood-nood ng mga YouTube videos, and here I am recording this episode. And I want to start off with the note na kasama nung Ang Mahalaga Lumaban shirt na in-order ko sa Linya Linya. I shared this sa previous episode ko, nung episode 29 with Alfred. I read this out loud. Alfred said it was nice. I hope you guys listened to it. If you guys haven't listened to that episode yet, please do. It's episode 29. And ngayon, I will read it out loud again. I hope I will not cry. Kasi every time I read this, naiiyak talaga ako. Pero sige, refresher na lang kung ano talaga yung pinaglalaban natin at kung bakit tayo nandito. Alright. Ang mahalaga, lumaban. Ang mahalaga, ipinaglalaban. Kaibigan, araw-araw may kanya-kanya tayong hinaharap na laban para sa sarili at sa mga mahal sa buhay. At binabati kita sa pagiging matatag at sa laging pagpiling manatili. Kasabay ng pagharap sa mga personal na pagsubok, tinatawag din tayo ng panahong ito sa isang mahalagang laban para sa kapwa at para sa ating bayan. Maraming bahagi ng ating lipunan ang nangangailangan ng ating tulong at tulak. Tulak pala, sorry. At anumang larangan o hanay ang mapili mong pag-alayan ng talino at talento, ng oras at lakas. Tiyak na magiging mahalagang ambag ang kolektibo nating pag-angat. Kaya ngayon pa lang, salamat. Okay, this is the part na medyo nagiging emotional ako, pero okay, kaya ko to. Sana, habang suot mo ang shirt na to, higit ka pang mabigyan ng lakas ng loob na magpatuloy at maging bukal ng pag-asa sa iba. Tuloy lang tayo sa paghakbang. Marami pa tayong ipaglalaban. Kuya Chris. Ayan. Thank you kay Kuya Chris at kay Ali at sa entire team ng Linya-Linya for being vocal about the elections also. Dami nilang shirts na na-produce. Sobrang love. Ayun. Ano ba? Ano bang nararamdaman ko ngayon? I feel still sad. Nasa second stage pa yata ako ng grief. Second or third. Diba? Merong ano yan eh. Parang denial, chu-chu-chu-chu, anger. So, ako ngayon, medyo galit ako na ito yung nangyayari. Pero, iniisip ko na lang na everything happens for a reason. And parang challenge siya na mas malaki pa yung laban na kailangan nating ipaglaban. And I've been vocal about, you know, my political views ever since. Kanina pa nga sa Facebook memories ko, nakita ko pa yung post ko sa Facebook noong 2016. Sabi ko doon, our future depends on, wait lang, tingnan ko ulit. Sabi ko doon, 9 years ago, on this date 9 years ago, our future depends on who... Oh, no, our future depends on you and who you choose. Abante Pilipinas. So imagine, I was 16 years old that time. Non-voter ako, pero sobrang vocal na ako with my political views. And ayun nga, hindi naman sa nagpapaka-woke ako kahit dati pa, pero you know, dati pa talaga akong believer na sobrang importante ng mga boses natin. At sobrang importante ng mga boses natin, hindi lang para sa atin, hindi lang para sa pamilya natin or sa mga kaibigan natin, pero para sa mga taong walang boses. And yun yung iniisip ko while I was volunteering for or to campaign for VP Lenny. You know, last April, nag-host ako ng pre-rally for Dilaab sa Bohol, Bohol People's Rally nila. Nag-house-to-house campaign kami ng mga volunteers dito sa Tubig Nuns for Lenny. Sobrang, alam mo yun, the best part about volunteering, about all those things that we did, was that we weren't doing it for ourselves. Hindi ko yun ginawa para sarili ko. At sobrang rewarding, sobrang fulfilling. Grabe yung sense of purpose na nararamdaman ko na nakikiusap ako sa mga tao, kumakato kami sa mga bahay in a good way, and at pinapakinggan din kami. Ayun, parang we share different views for sure, pero you know, being part of something this big and not doing this for my own personal, parang hindi para sa personal kong pangailangan or ano ba yan? Wala na ako sa train of thought ko. But yeah, yun, guess na yun. Hindi para sa akin. Pero para sa, for the greater good, for something that's bigger than me. That's really something. And kaya ngayon, medyo disappointed ako. Not because natalo kami or natalo si VP Lenny. It's because, babalik ako dun sa sinabi ko na, we're not even doing it for ourselves. Parang kami, okay naman, mapatuloy yung buhay namin. Pero paano yung mga taong, like, walang-wala, diba? Like, sila yung pinaglalaban namin eh. Oh, okay. Okay, I'm getting emotional. Pero yun nga, yun talaga yung iniisip ko at patuloy kong iniisip. And I don't know how I'll ever get over it na parang I don't wanna blame the people who voted for the dictator's son or the people na hindi naman qualified. Pero yun nga, parang biktima lang din sila ng disinformation. Disinformation meaning kasi sadya eh. It took them years to work on this. So, sobrang yung house to house, aminado ako na at first, medyo hesitant pa ako, ganun. Pero yun nga, hindi ko gustong i-blame yung mga campings or ako na sobrang late na nag-start kasi tayo, late na tayo eh, sila, it took them years, no, parang yun nga, sobrang hirap. And alam ko na hindi lang ako yung nakakaramdam ng pagod, ng galit, Pero yung sinabi nga ni VP Lenny sa mga speech niya before pa na radical magmahal, lahat-lahat ng yun ang mahalaga, yung minamahal ipinaglalaban and all that stuff, lahat ng yun, it sparked a movement eh, na this is something na kahit yung mga kalulululuhan at ka mga sobrang tanda na dito sa amin, they were like, this is the first time na we've seen this kind of campaign, and napaka-inspiring, and I really have high hopes for the future generations, mga bata ngayon. May mga nakikita akong mga non-voters din na, you know, they were also as vocal as me before. So, ayun, hindi pa tapos ang laban. Papunta pa lang talaga tayo sa exciting part. And sobrang kaninang umaga din pala. Umaga ba yun? Yeah, just today, nag-Instagram live si VP Lenny na pinapakita niya yung mga natanggap niyang mga regalo during the rallies, the campaign period, lahat, pinakita niya yon. And parang siya naging group therapy ba? Kumbaga na, alam mo yung feeling na nakakatawa kasi super lungkot namin. The other day, get together kami kasama yung mga volunteers ko, ayun, nag-usap-usap kami, pinapanood namin yung ibang mga campaign sorties on YouTube, nag-share-share kami. Parang real-life support group siya. And then, ngayon, parang I woke up today, mabigat pa rin yung pakiramdam ko, pero at least naramdaman ko na, okay, may gana na akong gumising ng maaga or bumangon, maligo, ganun. Parang natitake in ko na siya. Parang nasa feeling ko, tanggap ko na, ganun, parang ganun. Pero alam mo, hindi pa tapos ang laban, pero alam mo yun, yung parang napaprocess ko na yung emotions ko. So, nung napanood ko yung live, sabi ko, ay, okay si madam. Parang madam, ano ba yan? Sobrang lungkot namin, tas ikaw, ganito ka. So, ayun, diba? Napaka-inspiring ni VP Lenny, napaka-inspiring ng team niya sa mga ginagawa nila ngayon. They're very strong people. She's a very strong woman. Also, to Sir Kiko, talagang, as in, sobrang hopeful ko, talaga, na may mangyayari pa in the future. And I cannot even, oh my gosh, ayoko magsalita tungkol sa parang senatorial whatever, pero sobrang disappointing na dumating tayo sa ganitong punto. Pero yun nga, sinabi din ni Jim and Sab sa recent podcast nila na ang statement na to, na ang mahalaga lumaban, ito talaga yung parang yung sinabi ni Jim na siyempre, diba, sa mga campaign sorties, sa rallies, parang binibigyan natin ito ng halaga na mahalaga lumaban o lumalaban tayo ngayon. Pero after the elections, nagkaroon siya ng bagong meaning. Or not naman bagong meaning, pero you know, deeper meaning. And talagang sobrang nag-resonate talaga siya ngayon na, okay, mahalaga lumaban tayo, may pinaglalaban pa rin tayo hanggang ngayon at hindi matatapos ang laban hanggat hindi natin ma-achieve kung ano yung deserve natin talaga na good governance. Kasi, to be honest, natatakot ako sa future ko, sa future ng family ko, at sa lahat ng mga pinaglalaban ko. Because, you know, alam niyo naman yun na, you know, we have no idea what a Marcos presidency would look like. I'm hopeful na sana tama sila, na baka di natin alam, ba? Diba? Na baka okay, baka hindi okay, di ko alam. Pero I'm really hopeful, you know. I'm just ano ba? Ayun. Masaya pa rin naman ako dahil natatanggap na ng iba din, natatanggap ko na rin. Hindi tayo natalo. Hindi natalo si VP Lenny. Alam ko, for sure, pagkatapos nito, kahit hindi man siya ma-elect, whatever, alam ko na mapapatuloy yung Angat Buhay program. May nababasa ako, maging Angat Buhay Foundation yon, maging NGO yon, marami mag-volunteer. Isa na ako dun. Alam kong kahit sina Senator Kiko, kahit sina Attorney Chel, Sir Nery Colmenares, they will do their very best naman to help pa rin. It's not naman na since they're not trapo politicians, yung iba kasi parang lumalabas lang tuwing elections. Tapos, if hindi naman sila ma-elect, mawawala din naman sila. So, ngayon, alam ko, like, I have hopes for them. At alam ko hindi nila tayo bibiguin. Kaya, let's not lose our hope. Okay? Yun lang gusto sabihin sa mga tao na malungkot pa rin. Alam ko na ipinaglalaban nila tayo. At hindi tayo nag-iisa. Marami tayo, marami tayo. Higit pa sa 14 million, for sure. Sobrang dami natin. At the spirit of volunteerism talaga, sobrang nagkaroon ako ng discovery sa sarili ko na hindi ko in my entire lifetime, hindi ko ma-imagine na pupunta ako sa mga bahay ng mga tao to let people know about Vipilani, to tell them to consider voting for her. Never kong naisipan yun. Never akong nag-volunteer. Hindi ko, as in talagang, never kong na-imagine na mag-volunteer ako, mag-host for such a big event, for doing this and for doing that. So, ayun, sobrang grateful ako na nangyari lahat ng to, and let's speak up while we can. Yun talaga ang gusto kong sabihin. Habang may mga boses tayong pwedeng, may mga panahon tayong pwedeng ilaan, at may mga boses pa tayong pwedeng magamit, let's use it while we can. Kasi we'll never really know what will happen in the next couple of years. There's this fear in me, but there's also this hope in me. Okay, yun na yan. Hindi naman ako nag-breakdown, pero I think that's it. That's everything that I want to say. Ano pa ba? Bukas, para gusto ko na bumalik sa normal routine ko, na magigising ako na maaga, kakain ako ng tama, inom ako na maraming tubig, kasi grabe talaga yung nangyayari. And, oh nga pala, before ending this, gusto ko lang i-chika na, oh my God, nakapag-Siargao na ako last April. Last week of April, nag-Siargao ako kasama si Jap. It was such an amazing trip. We were there for a total of 7 days. 6 nights, 7 days, yeah. Isang buong linggo kami nandun. Sobrang saya. Wala kaming plano whatsoever, no itinerary, but it was so fun. Babalik ako for sure. Hindi pa kami nagpag-island hopping. Marami pa akong mga lugar na hindi pa napuntahan. And I met lots of wonderful people there. And I will go back. So, sobrang sad din na nakikita ko doon yung aftermath ng Typhoon Odette. Na especially doon sa north, sa Pacifico area, sa pinuntahan namin na death pool. Marami pa talagang bahay na as in walang-wala. Yung mga coconut trees, sobrang kawawa pa. So, ayun, I hope, kung meron pa mga ongoing donation drives, mga relief ops, I hope you can still donate, help whenever we can, and with whatever that we have. And then also, pero happy naman ako kasi yung may mga ibang places na nagsisi-open na, bumabalik na yung mga tourists doon, and nararamdaman ko naman na nagtutulungan talaga yung mga locals doon, lahat ng mga tumutulong. So, ayun. Here sa Bohol, still the same thing. But yeah, maraming salamat sa mga tumulong during the typhoon. I think meron ako mga episodes dito na about the typhoon, I guess. Yeah, meron pala. Yeah, meron. Tapos, ano pa ba? Whole April, yun lang. March, I went to Dumaguete. Dami ko palang travel stories na gustong ichika sa inyo. Pero I think ilaan ko na lang yun sa other episode. Yeah, I've been living my best life. Just kidding. I'm trying. I'm really trying because, you know, I'm dedicating this year to self-discovery pa rin. And goal ko talaga makapag-travel. Like, kahit every month sana. Pero not this month kasi yun nga, elections and fiesta season here sa Bohol. So, hopefully, in the next coming months, more travel stories, I guess, travel episodes. I really miss doing podcasts, as in, like, super. So, yeah, I hope to catch up with you guys next time. Dami ko pang gustong ikwento, but that's already 20 minutes. Thank you so much for listening to me. Thank you so much for hearing me out. I had so much fun catching up with you guys, as always. Follow me everywhere on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, subscribe to my channel on YouTube. I have TikTok as well, Laika, Kumu. I miss doing live streams on Kumu also. Grabe, ang daming nangyari. Ang daming nangyari talaga. So, ayun, what else? Yeah, I'll do the very best that I can to be consistent with content since wala naman na kaming commitment na mag-livestream on Kumu. Gagawin ko pa rin mag-livestream. Try ko pa rin. Gagaya nung ginawa namin ni Marielle before na nag-livestream kami tapos nag-record ako ng podcast. Pero at least, diba? Hitting two birds with one stone. So, ano pa ba? I think that's it. Yeah, I guess that's it. Thank you so much for listening again. Ayun, ang mahalaga lumaban. Thank you so much for everything, for being there, for following me everywhere, listening to my stories, messaging me, talking to me. Thank you so much for reaching out to me. I love you guys so much, and I hope to catch up with you guys next time. Cheers!